In this bulletin, fire authorities on high alert as weather conditions are predicted to worsen in New South Wales. A Victorian man has his jail sentence increased for the manslaughter of his wife, and the International Olympic Committee expected to accept any sanctions imposed on Russia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier says more than 2,000 fire staff are working on 90 fires burning across the state. Firefighters have travelled from overseas to battle the blazes, half of which are unconstrained and edging closer to communities. It's estimated 680 homes have been destroyed in New South Wales so far during this bushfire season. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning the weather conditions are likely to worsen next week and communities need to remain vigilant.
We have hotter, dry conditions today than compared to yesterday, and that's likely to continue for parts of next week, but also that the fire fronts are now extending across the entire coastline of New South Wales and also now in much closer proximity to large population centres, which is why all of us, no matter where we live, including here in Sydney, can smell and see the smoke.
Meanwhile, in Queensland, 10 buildings and 2 homes have been affected by fires as temperatures soar to 40 degrees. Authorities expect the conditions to improve tomorrow, but are warning high danger days are becoming the norm. One fire is burning near the Cathu State Forest, but is not threatening homes, while another at Coolubalan is within containment lines. Queensland's Fire Chief Superintendent Darryl King says although crews are tired, their spirits are still at a high level to keep working.
The conditions are still harsh, and we're getting pockets of extreme weather on following days, following after days, week after week. Until we get sustained better weather and rain, I ask everybody to be very careful, very vigilant on the situation around them.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't yet confirmed the status of the National Peak Body for Indigenous Victim Survivors of Domestic Violence. It's unclear whether funding for the National Family Violence Prevention and Legal Services Forum is being extended beyond June next year. The group represents 13 frontline organisations, and Mr Morrison has stopped short of offering assurances about its funding future. Melbourne man Boris Ristevski has had his jail term increased for the manslaughter of his wife after the Court of Appeal ruled his earlier sentence was inadequate. The 55-year-old was sentenced to 9 years jail but will now serve 13 years with a minimum of 10 years for the death of his wife Karen Ristevski in 2016. The court heard there was no evidence of domestic violence in a volatile environment before Mrs. Ristevski's body was found in a park north of Melbourne. But Chief Justice Anne Ferguson says Mr. Ristevski concealed his wife's body in an elaborate deception.
It was accepted by Mr. Ristevski on both the plea hearing and before this court that his conduct after he killed his wife significantly aggravated his offending. Justice Whelan and I observed that Mr. Ristevski did not simply maintain his right to silence, but took immediate positive steps to avoid his crime being discovered.
Jetstar staff have voted to walk off the job in the weeks before Christmas, a threat which could disrupt holiday makers' travel plans. Ground crew and baggage handlers will hold the strike after the demands for better employment conditions were refused. A decision on whether Jetstar pilots will also take industrial action as part of a pay campaign will be decided this afternoon. The International Olympic Committee says it will have no choice but to accept any sanctions placed on Russia by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The agency, also known as WADA, will meet in Switzerland next week to consider the recommendations of one of the compliance committees. The committee recommended Russia receive a 4-year ban from the Olympics as a result of supplying WADA with doctored and incomplete laboratory data relating to tests for illegal substance use by athletes. The ban would stop Russia competing in next year's Olympics in Tokyo, as well as the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. International Olympic Committee boss Thomas Bach says the organisation's own rules mean it has to do whatever WADA says in relation to any ban on Russia. Weekend weather now for Saturday in Perth, a shower or two developing, 27. 27 also for Adelaide, sunny. Much the same for Melbourne, 22 degrees. A shower or two for Hobart, 19. 30 degrees for the capital, sunny in Canberra. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 27. Sunny in Sydney, 27 degrees. In Newcastle, partly cloudy and 28. In Brisbane, hot with smoke, haze and 38. In Cairns, fine weather and 33. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.